Did it. It's only us. I don't know what that means. Nobody knows who we are. I'm Mark Charnock.
It's only us. It's not some bad sitcom. It's only me.
Hey, guys. You're welcome. We're here now. Welcome to Left of Left Field, everyone.
This is Left of Left Field.
And he's Paul Coates.
And I'm Mark Sonic.
Well done. We've a great start from two professional and slick DJs. We're great.
This is great.
What a great... No, already the audience thinking, what's next?
What's going on? It's chaos.
I'll tell you what's next. It's only real life, left of left field headlines from around the world. Genuine. Bong!
Latin course to be cancelled. No interest among students, et al.
Brilliant. That's funny. That's a funny sub-editor there.
Bong!
Medical marijuana man attacked by ninjas. I mean, there's so much going on in that headline.
That's a film.
Imagine the scene pitching that. Bong!
Idaho group organises to help service widows.
Blimey. Blimey. That sounds all kinds of wrong.
Bong!
Right, this is brilliant. Man tries armed robbery with a knife in a gun store.
You're on a lost loop.
Well done, genius.
That's not going to work, is it?
Bong!
Kids make nutritious snacks.
Yes, they're delicious.
Bong!
Right, this is amazing, right? So check this out, and there's a little bit of a twist
at
the end.
Go on.
Okay, so this is the... So it was a question that the newspaper put out to their readers.
Yeah.
But it's brilliant. Right, this is how they phrased it. Who would win the presidential election if held today? And here are the options.
Yeah.
Yes or no. 76.6% voted yes.
Right.
23.4% voted no. 389 people voted. Just think about this. Who would win the presidential election if it was held today?
Yes.
Yes or no, you idiot. Here's not an idiot.
This is a song for Billy. I don't really know this song. I'm going to preface it just very quickly. It's Big Shaq, Man's Not Hot. It was very popular a few months ago, so I'm behind the curve and everything, but it's so funny. We were in a car once, and Tess read out the lyrics in such a young girl voice, and it was the funniest thing ever. The lyrics are nonsensical.
Okay.
And it's great. Man's Not Hot, Big Shaq.
Brilliant.
Big up.
Yo. Man's not hot, come on, yo. In the sauna, man's not hot, never hot. Yeah. Skiddy cap.
Thanks, big guy. Thanks, the Shagster. Thanks. Hey, welcome, Mark. It's great to see you.
Hey,
red beard.
Man's not hot.
Oh, he just gave you a look, didn't he?
Just a look.
He doesn't like you. None of them ever like you. And you should have heard me defending you, bigging you up.
The thing is, right, this running gag that's been going on for a while
now,
I seem to have no control of this whatsoever.
No.
None of these imaginary characters
seem... What do you mean imaginary? The bands are here playing live and they don't like you. Okay, what's... Hey, little... Hey, guy. Hey, little champion.
You know, I'll tell you what I did, right? I went for a walk in a place that I know you love. We did the Yorkshire Three Peaks again.
I saw the pictures. Thanks for the invite. I'm joking.
65-mile-an-hour winds up on Wernside. We were advised not to go up.
Why did you do it then?
Well, it was the guy who advised us was a bit of an idiot, and I thought, do you know what?
I know better, is what you thought. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Anyway, it was a great walk. I mean, it was hard. But
I saw the pictures. It looked awful.
No, it was great. Absolutely loved it. But as we're coming in, they've got a new sign. So you come in, when you do the traditional way, which is Penigent, Wernside, Ingleborough.
Yeah.
You come down into... you come down Ingleborough and you come into Horton in Ribblesdale.
Yeah, sure.
And that's the end. And you come into Horton in Ribblesdale Station.
Yeah.
And they've put a sign up. And I've never seen it before. And the sign is this, right? And I love the Yorkshire Three Peaks. But I just wonder what village meeting this sarcastic sign came from.
Brilliant.
It basically says, well done, you've completed the Yorkshire Three Peaks, no need to share it with the whole village.
What a mean spirited... What does that mean?
I'm guessing that people are coming in, maybe a bit late, because it's a long walk, and there are houses as you come in.
Yeah.
And so maybe people are going, well done, you've done it, and well done. I don't know, maybe they're too loud. But there's another way of saying it. No need to share it with the whole village. It made me want to go and knock on everybody's door and say, excuse me, you know, I'm just...
Well, you want to... You really... Surely the way to phrase that is to go, this is a residential area. Would you mind just being
absolutely
quiet?
Listen, I know you're made up. It's a big walk.
It's with
well
people.
Done. No need to share it with
the whole village. Oh, I'm sorry. It's really small-minded, isn't it? Is it...
I don't know.
Yes, it is. It is.
It just seems a bit... It's misjudged.
It's unnecessarily phrased.
Yes,
it's not well phrased.
There's just better phrasing than
that. It's aggressive when it doesn't really need to be. And then, sorry, when people come in down that hill, they're tired. They don't want to shout and whoop.
I don't know who is shouting and whooping.
You just crawl to your car, don't you?
Anyway, there you go.
There's a little thing that happened. I just heard this story. It's from somebody who works in one of those, home stores, you know, and... A woman bought back a wicker laundry basket.
Right.
Really nice woman, she said. Bought it back and was saying, you know, it's broken in several places. And there was a big queue. And she was really nice about it, not a problem. And I just liked the detail at the end of it.
Yeah.
She said, we put it in. It didn't look right anyway. But I just wondered if it was all right. I've still got the receipt. And, you know, as it was slightly damaged, would it be all right to sort of get a different one? You know, I don't want my money back. She was really reasonable, stuff like that. And she sort of like handed it over the counter, this big wicker basket. And somebody in her family put all their dirty underwear in it. She didn't know me. I mean, just imagine the queue and everything.
Oh, no.
Oh, bless her heart.
Oh, did they give her the money back?
I think so, yeah. Always. Apparently, she's really nice, but just really embarrassed. It's great, isn't it?
Do you know who else is really nice?
Lou. Oh, no. This is interesting. So, this is a band, an Aussie band. Do you know them?
No.
They're called Confidence Band. It's called Try Your Luck. No, it's a... they're not camp. It's the wrong word, but it's a female singer. And I think she's taken on a persona. She's really like this slightly catty, overconfident, you know, pleased with herself. But I just love the kind of sneering way she talks about guys and the way they behave.
Really?
And I like this. It's a great bit of pop. This is Confidence Man, Try Your Luck.
And she's definitely going to say hello to me on the way out.
I must confess.
Thank you, Mrs. Confidence Man.
You're really welcome, Mark. Thanks for having us. It's been great. It's been great to do a gig for you guys.
I said thank you.
See you, Mark. She went a bit American there at the end, but she has been living in California. And she's got a deep voice. Well, not deep, but, you know. Okay, right, okay, sorry. It's time for Marky's inventions.
Uh-huh.
There's no time for your tensions.
Uh-huh.
But do invest your little pensions in Marky's dreams.
I'll give it up now.
Okay, right. So this is where a bit of the show where I'm going to do three inventions.
Yeah.
I've made one of them up.
Okay.
Paul's going to guess which one it is. Play along at home.
Play along because we're going to...
Or if you're walking around the... I don't know where you are. Just play along.
We're going to have a song and then we'll give me the answers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it is a sort of investigated this before. It's absolutely crazy... Game shows from abroad.
Okay.
All three of these are they're just nuts. You'll think I've made all three of them up, but I really haven't. So, first one, let's go with it's a Spanish one.
Alright.
And this is called El Gran Juego de la Oca.
Okay.
You lived in Madrid, you'll know what that means.
I do, exactly.
Okay. One of Spain's most popular shows and one of its most dangerous.
Okay.
Weirdly endorsed by Mr. T. He was on it once. It means the great game of the goose.
Oh, right.
Okay, with me so far?
Yeah.
It consists of a gigantic game board on which contestants have to move around to complete various challenges.
Yeah.
So far, so normal. Sounds innocent, right? But the challenges are absolutely nuts. And I'll just give you one to give you a taste of the kind of thing, right? One of them, he had to disable a series of bombs before his time ran out.
Actual live bombs?
Well, he didn't succeed, and before the bombs detonated, he had to let himself fall to safety. And moments later, the bombs actually exploded.
They were actual bombs?
There you go. So that's one. Ready?
Okay.
Next one. Der Assassin, Germany.
Right.
Okay. Right.
One bullet totally
moved. No, it's amazing, this,
okay.
I think. You are hypnotised, right?
Okay.
And placed in a hotel room,
right,
where you wake up. So it's all cameras, all hidden cameras, but you're hypnotised first.
Yeah.
None of the participants, once hypnotised, know what's happening. In the room, there is a letter addressing them as 008.
Right.
Saying they must kill someone who's in the hotel, who is an enemy of the state. There's a gun and a silencer, a rifle, and a series of instructions as to the different kill options that they have. They're hypnotised to understand that they can't do it with their bare hands. That's the game's nod to safety, to health and safety, right? So they have to do it from a distance or close up, but with they have to use the weapons that they've been given. The twist is, the target has also been hypnotised with the same instructions as the first assassin. So they're going round this hotel that's actually a television set,
yeah,
trying to kill each other.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
It's a great film, Femmes, but it's absolutely ridiculous.
It was taken off air in 2015, but it is coming back next year.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What about this bad boy? This is a Russian one.
Okay.
Right? This is... I mean, it's just crazy, right?
Okay.
This one is called The Target.
Okay.
Okay. You've got to imagine somebody offers you a new car. Oh, great, brilliant. A new car. I'm sick of driving my ordinary car. This is a great new car. What's the twist? The twist is, it's a stolen car. We've reported you to the police, and they're going to chase you around real streets for an hour, hunting you down. Right. Real police are going to chase you around real working normal streets
at high speed,
and they're going to target you and hunt you down and arrest you. If you can survive the streets for half an hour, you get to keep the car. Just to give you a little clue, hardly anybody wins the car.
But how do they stop the police from, like, in half an hour? How do they go?
Outrun them.
No. After half an hour, how do the police stop chasing you?
No, if they...
Aren't you always going to be wanted?
If they catch you within the half hour.
But aren't you always going to be wanted? Isn't that car always going to be stolen?
No, the police are in on it.
Oh, they're in on it.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. Fine. Sorry, I probably should have helped with if I'd said that.
Okay,
so there you go. So those three. Do you want me to bullet point you quickly? So the Spanish one is, you know, that insane game show where, Mr. T endorsed it. Crazy, yeah. Crazy. Second one... The assassin
going around the hotel
trying to shoot each other.
And the last one, 30-minute car chase.
Crazy.
Okay. Right, so we're going to find out after this song. And you know what? It's the end of the world, but I feel fine. Thank you, R.E.M.
I love this song. Great to see you again. You've not gigged for a while, guys, so thanks for coming in. Hey, welcome, Mike. It's great to see you. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, guys. You're welcome, Mike. Just don't forget to give me a bell. Come around for dinner. Love to. Thanks, Ariane. Thanks.
I'm not even bothering. I'm not even looking at them.
They didn't invite you.
I'm not. Did they not? I wasn't listening.
You were listening. I saw you with a little cocked head and a tear falling down.
My favourite band.
Paul, it's something about... it's something about your character... that they just don't like.
I just can't help feeling that I'm part of this. I'm complicit in this character assassination.
Right, here's the answer to the inventions. Before.
Okay, okay.
So just to quickly bullet point, there's the Spanish one, the crazy one, where you have to go around this big game board, and you can get blown up. I mean, it's just insane.
It's insane. There's the assassin,
the two hypnotised people going around the hotel, the audience watch on a big screen from hidden cameras, bang, can you kill each other? I mean, you know, obviously they're not real guns.
Yeah.
And finally, and though there was the Russian one, the police chasing kids. And the real key, the nutty key to it, is they're driving around real streets. Real people could get hurt.
It's crazy.
So which one did I make up?
It's hard to go with logic because they're also...
Bonkers, right?
Bonkers.
Yeah.
I do kind of believe that the Russian one, mad as it is. When I thought that the police weren't involved, I was like, but you said they were, so that's fine. So I think it's going to be between the first two, and there's just the thing about the assassin one and the hypnotism thing, it's just not possible. You can't hypnotise people into thinking that.
Oh, I think it is.
Well, I think that they
have
to.
Have you watched Hypnotist? So I think it really
but
is.
You can't be hypnotised to do anything that you don't really want to do. That's the thing. All hypnotists say it. You have to be willing to be hypnotised.
Those people know they're going into the game,
right? Okay, so all I'm saying is they're not.
They know they're willing participants, and they're not kidnapped.
Anyway, I think you made that one up.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think it's a brilliant
it's
idea.
It's a great film.
I'm sticking with it.
It's a great
film. Sticking with it.
But that means that the bomb one on the board.
Yeah, real.
It's crazy.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Do you know what else would be crazy?
Is if people got,
got in touch with us.
Yeah, well done, mate. You're a superb DJ, and I don't care what REM think.
If you need a bomb diffusing on a board, get in touch with Mark via Twitter.
At Mark Charnock. Simple. Really simple.
Really simple. And I'm just...
Talking of simple.
I'm at fullcoats underscore.
You can get in touch with us via email. We are leftoflectfield@gmail.com.
Get in touch with the station. They're on Twitter too. @Hebden_radio.
And if you like any of the songs, you can just tap on the links on the radio station's website and buy them.
Yeah, you can. And if... Let's give you a song now if you want to try and buy it.
Oh, lovely DJ. This is
Chet Faker. No, it's not.
Well done.
Shall we go with the one before that?
You can do it. Go on.
Okay, it's Hall & Oates.
This is with Train. This is a song they've done with Train.
Yeah.
And it's called Philly Forget-Me-Not. And I just think it's just a great song. It's a great song.
It's a great song.
Do you know it from before?
No, I just listened to it. I haven't heard it in the past, but I've been listening to it.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's lovely. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I've been living outside of Philly.
It's so great to see Hall & Oates just performing it with Train.
I'm just going to do Riddle of the Will, mate.
I'm just going to say goodbye. Sorry, Paul. I just don't want to be rude. Thanks, guys. Me and Paul just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
It means a lot, Mark. Thanks. It's just great to perform with John Oates again. Oh, guys. I love you guys. You too. You're welcome in America.
Riddle me this.
Can he come? Sorry, we got to go. Oh. Shame, isn't
I'm not
it?
Taking part.
It's bullying, really, isn't it?
It is bullying.
Who's bullying you?
In a room full of two people.
Who's bullying you? Say it. Right, it's time for the worst round in any broadcasting in history. It's time for Riddle LOL, where we read riddles to each other, and at the end, I want to jump off cliff onto a field of spikes, baby.
Shall I go first?
Yeah.
Okay. How many times? Simple, this one.
Oh.
God. How many times can you subtract 10 from 100?
How many times can you subtract
10 from 100?
This is once.
Why?
Because then it becomes 90.
Well done.
Yes, Mark.
Well done.
Yes, Andy Kirk might be listening. He's a friend of ours. Andy Kirk will be listening, and he'll have got that. But what he accused me last week. He said you were dumbing down to help my brain. But the fact is, I'm a goddamn genius.
I really dumbed that one down. And
what?
On top of this, I have to let you know, he's just fallen off the treadmill. He listens to this when he's running, which is a madman.
It's crazy.
He falls off the treadmill every time you call him Andy.
Does he not like? Does he prefer Andrew?
He does, yeah.
Why has he never told me?
Because now you'll just call him Andy all the time.
I really will. Okay, so here's one from me. Oh, these two are annoying. I've got two here. They are annoying.
You're doing them both, do you?
No, I want to do. It's all right. Calm down, Jim. Okay. Hickory dickory dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one, and down did come hickory dickory dock. What am I? That's how I imagine that it was posed. You could go, what am I?
Don't know what you mean.
In that scenario. No, this must be what the original meaning of this rhyme is. I can only assume. Because the answer is so annoying and left field that no human, no matter how, even if they were Andy Kirk.
Are you a crane on a dockside?
No, good guess, but no, absolutely
okay,
not.
Am I ever going to get it?
No.
Okay, tell me. I don't like this. Can you do something I can possibly get?
When we started doing this, you were really smug and all cocky. Cocky Paul,
okay,
all walking about with his head in the air, nose in the air, thinking he's the bee's poo.
What are you?
A guillotine.
Oh, okay.
So I'm assuming that must be... Because Ring a Ring of Roses was about the play,
yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, Hickory Dickory Dock.
The mouse ran up the clock.
Which
the
is where it's going up.
Round to come.
Do you know what? I think I knew that. In some recess, back of my mind.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
A lot of recesses
okay,
in your
mind. Here we go.
Yeah, go on.
What has a head and a tail, but no body?
A head... Say it again, sorry?
What has a head and a tail, but no body?
But nobody.
No, but no body.
And a tail, but no...
It's got a head and a tail, but it hasn't got a body. There's no wordplay in that.
Is it to do with writing? Something to do with writing? A head... Is it literally a thing that has a head and a tail and no body?
That's right.
I don't know. I'm sat here pretending that at some point a light bulb will go off, but it won't. There are no light bulbs in the shop.
A 50-50 chance, flick a coin.
What do you mean? What?
Head, tail.
Oh, that's annoying. But not as annoying as this.
Go on.
Ready? This, no.
Who's enjoying this?
No. Well, no, listen, right? This, without any doubt, is the most annoying one I've found online. This riddle. Are you ready?
Go on, I'm going to go for it.
Oh, everything about this is irritating. And in many ways, encapsulates what's wrong with this round. Ready?
Go on.
What's the romantic part about the ocean?
The romantic part.
The most romantic part.
The most romantic part.
Yeah.
What's the most romantic part about the ocean?
It's a sort of joke.
Okay.
That's the only clue I can give you, and it's a wordplay. It's rubbish.
Is it just rubbish? Ocean.
No.
Ocean.
We don't need to extend this any further. Let's put it out of its misery.
Oh, go on then.
What's the ask me the question, and I'll give you an answer.
Mark, what is the most annoying? What is the most romantic part of the ocean?
When boy meets girl. So, boy,
that's not.
You away.
Hang on.
What?
No.
What?
That's not a riddle.
It was in a list of riddles.
That's a Christmas card cracking
joke. It was in a list of riddles.
No.
This is why we shouldn't do it. We fall like.
This is Chet Faker, and like you, talk is cheap.
My darling, when you're feeling right at home.
You've lost
the plot. Boy Meets Girl killed me. It just killed me.
Right,
Paul's invention.
Okay, I've gone for some of the most extreme competitions in the world.
Wow, right? How brilliant.
I'm going to do, what am I going to do? I'm going to do three now.
Yeah, three after the next song.
Three after the next song.
So say again, what's the theme, sorry?
They are the most extreme. Not always extreme, but proper competitions in the world.
Great.
Okay. Stinging nettle eating competition.
Ooh, mama.
It's where you have as much stinging nettles in front of you as possible. You've got a big glass of, it could be water, it could be beer, whatever you want.
That can't be healthy.
Whoever eats the most nettles and
the last one
going. Barbed wire hill rolling. Okay.
No.
Yep.
No.
A series of hill rolls. You wrap yourself in barbed wire. And you roll down the hill.
No.
Out of the 100 or so that usually start, very few go onto the second hill, but you win by being the last one prepared to roll down the hill.
What are you wearing?
Oh, your clothes, but you wrap yourself in barbed wire.
Oh, no, I'm not having that.
World Sauna Championships.
Yes, please.
It's basically, it's a specially built sauna to go as absolutely hot as it is possible for a sauna to
go. That's great.
And you just have to stay in there, you're not giving any water.
That's an endurance test, I think that's great.
And it's just, you know, the last one in wins.
It's weird being in a sauna, isn't it? It's a weird thing, saunas.
I quite like them. I quite like them after a run.
I feel absolutely very, very healthy for you and all
stuff. The weird places to find yourself with someone.
Also, I don't want to chat to you.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
There's a weird thing as well. Lots of the saunas that I've been in, and it's kind of like spas and stuff, glass door that stares out onto the pool.
Yeah.
You're just basically man sat in there at people in the swimming pool. I don't know where to look.
Which is the most sinister and weird, the sauna or the steam room?
I know.
The steam room's weird.
You could kill someone in that.
The steam room. What?
You could kill someone and leave.
The steam room, it feels like you're sort of like in London and Jack the Ripper's wandering around. It's horrible.
I know. So, that aside.
Yeah, sorry. So we've got barbed wire rolling, we've got thistle.
Stinging nettle eating. And the World Sauna Championships. Which one did I make?
Well, I want to say that it's the barbed wire one, but the stinging nettle one makes me think, well, you could die, surely. I'm going to go for the barbed wire one. You were so disappointed I got that. That's the most disappointed you've ever been.
Do you know who else is disappointed?
No, it's not.
Prince.
Oh, God, this is a great song.
Another Love, a Hole in Your Head.
I miss this guy so goddamn much.
Yeah. stand.
Just when you thought it was over, Paul's got us in clover, because there's more inventions come from his mind.
Okay, here we are again.
So we're extreme
sport.
Yeah.
Okay, extreme contest.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Spud gun contest.
Brilliant. This is already good.
You think, so what? Spud guns. This spud gun has got the shooting out part is nearly 6 foot long,
right,
and it's got massive.
So it's like a rifle almost.
It's very, like
strong.
Propels them.
Yeah,
and you've got to stand opposite each other.
Gee whiz!
You've got to allow yourself to be hit by the spud.
Oh, what?
And then you get to fire back. You take it one after another after another.
Do you know what? It makes me slightly doubtful.
What?
That it's called spud gun.
Marathon des Sables.
Oh.
Okay, this is in the Sahara Desert.
Oh, my goodness.
It takes place in 6 days. You run 250 kilometres, 156 miles.
My God.
You run over rocky, white hot salt plains, constantly on sand, and you basically, every stopping point, there's a tent. You have to carry your own kit with all of your food for the 6 days.
My God.
Okay.
There are nutters, though, aren't there? Those are like Iron Man things. It's mental, isn't
it? Or the K2 annual snowball fight.
Tell me more.
Okay, two teams make the arduous 8,611-metre climb to take part in a snowball fight. It's very high risk, not least because of the chance of falling, or there's the altitude affecting any form of vigorous exercise, but you also risk being caught in extreme weather or starting an avalanche. The snowball fight ends when one team raises the yellow flag, chosen because a white flag wouldn't be seen. So, I give
you... That was very detailed.
Spud gun contest.
Yeah.
Marathon des Sables.
I think that one's real.
K2 annual snowball fight.
K2 annual... I think you made up the spud gun.
No!
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So you made up the snowball fight?
I did, yeah.
Damn you! Let's have another song, I'm angry.
This is an angry song. Do you know, a few shows ago,
yeah,
I started it and you found it very sinister. I went, hello, hello...
Yeah,
polio.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it now. It's sending shivers in my spine, but not in a good way.
It's based on this song, Melissa Etheridge, No Souvenirs.
Hello, hello. This is Romeo. Calling from a jackpot telephone. Hello. This is Romeo.
Bingy bomb!
Swell.
I love this part of the show because this is.
We're not
bit...
finishing it?
No. What? What? What do you mean?
No, I'm saying we're not finishing the song.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Bingy bomb. There we are. Gone. Right, okay, so. So this is
that part made me sound
I love
like
this
a
bit because it's a bit self-indulgent.
Yeah.
But it is stuff that I think we think that the audience, if they were to check it out, TV, films,
yeah,
books, apps, not that, anything, they might
not
enjoy.
Not that we get loads of feedback, but this is always one of the things that people talk about. They do say they've listened to stuff and watched stuff that we've sort of recommended,
right,
which is really nice.
Well, as always, mine is I'm late to something, of course, inevitably. Yeah. It's a show that was on BBC Three, but it was originally a film. It was a film that did quite well on the indie circuit, a comedy, and the decided to make it with more or less the same cast in a TV form. So they did 6 episodes. It's set in Cork City. It's an Irish sitcom called The Young Offenders.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I've seen a bit of it. It's been very highly recommended.
I tell you what, it is brilliantly acted.
Yeah.
The real key to it is, I'm gonna tell you, I think they deserve name checks because the cast are so brilliant. So you've got Chris Whalley and Alex Murphy play Connor and Jock, who are this like Anton Deck like double act, two, you know, underachievers at school from working class backgrounds, and their mum, played by Hilary Rose, is absolutely amazing as well. And it's this sort of dysfunctional family, and it's all the tribulations of being a teenager at school. It's properly laugh out loud, and they've got this recurring theme all the way through. It's a great joke about they always arrive on different stolen bikes, and it, as the series goes on, it just stops getting mentioned that they're nicked, but it's just a new bike.
Brilliant.
Every time the mother works as a fishmonger. Connor Jock lives with his drunken dad. The real key to the show for me, and what really sets it apart from other shows, even more than Derry Girls, even more than, you know, other sitcoms, I think I've teared up in every episode.
Oh, right.
It's got an amazingly tender heart.
Oh, brilliant.
And it's because it's set in Cork City, though, they've got those really, sometimes almost impenetrable accents. You really, but they've really taken care of the character arc, the stories that last the whole series, the stories that just exist in one episode. It's really sophisticated writing.
Great.
And it's genuinely brilliantly, it's just got amazing heart, but it's properly laugh out loud funny, and it's got a bit of a gross out mentality too sometimes. It's two lads being lads.
Yeah, the one I saw,
it's just wonderful that they're both trying to, these two girls who are sisters, and every episode, no episode has let me down. It's been brilliant.
Cool.
Brilliant, yeah. Cool. So mine's The Young Offenders.
Great. Well, mine,
still an iPlayer, by the way.
Mine's a film, and equally I'm a little bit late to it because it was in the Oscar rounds, and it's Call Me By Your Name.
Right, I've not seen it. I missed it.
Went to the cinema the other day with my daughter Tess and Sarah, and we were just blown away by it.
Yeah.
It's basically Armie Hammer.
Who's one of the most underrated actors in Hollywood.
I'm one of the few people that like Lone Ranger.
I like Lone Ranger, Paul.
I don't know what happened. Anyway, so Armie Hammer plays... he comes to work for a professor.
Yeah.
And so he stays in an Italian villa with Timothée Chalamet, who was up for the Oscar, who's an amazing...
He plays the young man, the young boy.
The father is Michael Stuhlbarg, who I just...
What an actor. People who don't know who Stuhlbarg is, you'll recognise him immediately. He's in
Boardwalk Empire.
He's in Arrival. He played the Jewish gangster.
Yeah.
But most famously, he's in the Coen Brothers films, A Serious Man.
Yeah.
He's in that film.
He's a great actor. And for me, steals the film with the final speech.
I could work... Oh, I've heard about this speech.
And you have to watch the entire film for that speech to really work. Mm. It's a slow film.
It's
a gay love story. Yeah, a coming of age story at the same time. Yeah. Don't sit next to it with your teenage daughter. I would let your mum sit next to her rather than her dad, because there's some scenes that are a little bit frisky.
Yeah,
but you know, she felt awkward. I felt awkward. It's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a traditional thing, isn't it?
It is. It's just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful film. Incredibly well acted. Incredibly well written by James Ivory.
Who must be in his 80s by now. Yeah. Did he win the Oscar for it?
I can't remember.
Anyway, just seek it out. What a cast.
Seek it out.
That thing about Armie Hammer, right? If you don't know him, you might recognise him from The Social Network. He plays the twins.
He plays the twins.
Who sue Zuckerberg.
He's also in Rush, isn't he? Is it Rush?
No, he's not in that. He's a remarkable actor. He just crops. He's very handsome. He's almost too handsome in a way. By now he should be an absolute star leading man in Hollywood.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful actor. Anyway,
it's a great film.
Right, I really want to see that. Yeah.
So thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. And we'll speak to you again in 2 weeks.
See you soon. Bye.
Oh, hang on. Whoa! Let's play us out. This is a new young artist. This is Isaac Gracie. That was then. See you next time, guys.
This is now.
Leaning on my windowsill, I'm praying that soon she will.